This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we're bringing you a brand new guest and a brand new company, and you could say they came on my radar about 3 or 4 months ago. We're talking no other than Imagination Park Entertainment Company. Well, they trade on two platforms. They trade on the CSE under the ticker symbol IP. They also trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol IPNFF. And what Imagination Park Entertainment is, it's a publicly traded entertainment company that incubates, accelerates, and produces feature film projects, but also has a development and augmented reality technology platform with their joint venture of XenoHolographic.com. And with us to talk about that and some other team members is the CEO and president of that company, Alan Paul Silverstein. Alan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you reaching out to us and having the opportunity to speak to your audience. Thank you.
You know, explain to my audience exactly, you guys entered a joint venture, and by providing the augmented reality platform, what is that and what does it mean to your company?
Absolutely. So Imagination Park actually started as a content acquisition company. We go out, we look for amazing new content from undiscovered writers and talents. We acquire it and then we package it. We create actually like a movie trail and then resell it, both here in Hollywood, streaming services, but also overseas. So we don't produce movies, but we acquire content and resell it. Extremely low risk, but extremely high profitable. And what we did is we actually partnered with a gentleman by the name of Tim Huckabee. He's the principal of Internology out of California. And he's pretty renowned as one of the top technologists around the world. And they had been working on augmented reality technology over 3 years. So IP now is in a full joint venture. They own one of the most advanced augmented reality technology platforms in the market today. When you look at augmented reality, a lot of the forecast for the next 5 years is somewhere between $50 to $100 billion market. And we're going to be right square in the middle of it. As a matter of fact, Apple, Google, Facebook, Snapchat, Sony, many others have made hundreds of millions of dollars commitment to bring augmented reality to consumers worldwide. And our platform technology is ready to go today. And we'll be right square in the middle of it, providing advanced solutions around the world.
You know, I always say if you're going to buy a company, especially on the NASDAQ or OTC, always look for management, look for the team that surrounds them. You guys recently acquired Prodigy Films, and with that, you got to bring on your board Jeff Rice. What does that mean to your company, and what's that going to do for you guys in the future?
That's a good question. I mean, we're a tiny little microcap company, but I think we've been blessed and lucky with amazing business, successful people coming into the company and working with us, not only from a passive advisory, but really full day in, day out in the revenue production focus activities. Jeff Rice is one of the most successful independent producers out of Hollywood. He's done over 90 films. We acquired a piece of IP that he had that we feel will be very successful in the future. But with that relationship, he's bringing his entire network of Hollywood to the table to Imagination Park, which is opening up a tremendous amount of new revenue opportunities. But additionally, Jeff is very into augmented reality, and he believes that's a tremendous future in Hollywood. And he has started working with us closely in opening up AR opportunities. Also recently, we just added Jerry Solomon, one of the most well-known sports management business promoters in the United States. He is also working with us not only on his Aurora Games project, which will be sort of like a women's Olympics that'll be held every other year. But additionally, he has tremendous relationships in sports and live entertainment and working with us to bring XenoHolographic, our augmented reality solution, to that marketplace. And also last week, we brought in David Uslan. David Uslan is very well known throughout Hollywood. He's produced a lot of TV shows, movies. His father, Michael Uslan, is known for being the producer of all the Batman movies for many years. And David has made significant inroads into China. China is a big focus for us as well. And we believe we're going to drive significant revenue streams out of China in partnership with David, as well as our team that's currently working there. Gabriel Napora, the founder of Imagination Park, with Yaz Thalit, and also with one of our directors, Ben Liu. So we're a unique company. We do have the augmented reality technology platform, but we also have content. that we're outselling both here in North America and actively in China as well.
You've been listening to Alan Paul Silverstein. He is the CEO and president of Imagination Park Entertainment. Their stock price, to me, is very undervalued here, around 52 to 55 cents a share. They trade on the CSE. You can look them up, ticker symbol IP. Also, you can find them on the OTCQB, ticker symbol IPNFF. You know, I was looking at some of your 8Ks and your 10Qs. You guys are a little bit light on revenues, but that's about to change because you guys open up a new office in China, and you're coming out with a new promotion or TV show called Always With You. What is that going to do for you, and what kind of revenues can we see from that?
That's a good point. Yes, revenues from last year were extremely light. We expect to be way north of that. I mean, our forecast originally for this year was probably in the $3 to $5 million range. I feel we will significantly pass by that. The company is on a major revenue focus now, just focusing on revenue transactions. Always With You was first Asian Chinese production, and that's in excess of $600,000 revenue that's already been completed. But I'm extraordinarily optimistic we're going to see a significant amount of new content deals both here in North America as well as overseas, and our revenue is just going to grow exponentially. We're very optimistic on that. So IP being unique, we're going to have a lot of content play out there. As a matter of fact, when we meet with a lot of new people and companies out there, we've sometimes been described as a new Lionsgate, as a small company that really has a unique positioning with a lot of the IP we own. We focus on IP acquisition in the sci-fi genre and fantasy because it's cross-cultural as well. Doesn't always work here. It works here in the United States and Canada, but also works very big over in China. China just opened up the market to sci-fi. So the content with the technology platform makes us, for lack of a better word, one of those unicorns, but it gives investors an opportunity to participate in the next big technology wave that's coming, which is augmented reality, which, again, Apple, Google, Facebook all are putting a huge amount of money on. And we've developed a platform that's far advanced than most anyone in the market. It's operational today, and we believe that's going to be a huge source of revenue for this year as well.
I'm sitting at home, and I'm listening to this interview. Why should I go out and buy your stock right now, Alan?
Well, when you look at a company, you got to look at a number of things. One is management. We have a strong team, a successful team surrounded by board of advisors that are really involved with it. Personally, if anyone is familiar from years ago with prepaid phone cards, I'm one of the original founders of the prepaid phone card industry in the United States. Started on the kitchen table, used to walk the streets around New York. Took it to NASDAQ in 3 years. Revenues went to $20 million from zero in 4 years. Built a full business. I'm focused on revenue generation, and providing value to stockholders. So is the rest of our management team. And not only are we positioned well now with a great group in content with Gabriel, Yaz, Ben Liu, but also on the technology side with Tim Huckabee, Roddy Guzman, who've been over 20 years developing enterprise applications. Kevin Patrick, pretty famous from the back days of being a piano player for Blondie, is working with us full-time as well in acquisition, merger opportunities. So we got a strong management team, great experience, proven track record. We feel we're undervalued as well, and we believe that we are targeting NASDAQ as an uplist for this year, and we're right on point to get there.
Alan, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. You said a lot. You said it all. I believe you. I'm a big believer in the company. In closing, is there anything that you'd like to add on to that before I let you go?
No, I think we've hit it. You know, the key is we're a unique company. We're going to allow investors to participate in the augmented reality opportunity that's coming. It's going to be huge. Everyone who's listening will start with augmented reality on their phones. They're going to shift to glasses within 2 to 3 years, where people will experience augmented reality glasses as they walk around the streets, go to movies and entertainment. And as we've compared, to leave you the last line, our solution has been looked at like WordPress is for websites. We are Xenoholographic is for augmented reality. We take away the need for development, applications. We allow you to deliver a completely technology solution simply and easily and low cost. And again, we're ahead of the curve right now, and we work on everyone's hardware, whether it be Apple or iOS. Participate in the revolution that's coming. It will be augmented reality, and we are one of the leaders coming out of the gate.
You've been listening to Alan Paul Silverstein, CEO and president of Imagination Park Entertainment. Take a look at their stock, trading on the OTCQB, ticker symbol IPNFF. Alan, thank you very much for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back in 2 months and give us an update.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.